counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, it's Alex from Mets.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, this is John from Diamond Ring.
Hello, this is James McHugh from Yolo Tango.
Hi, I'm Shotgun Jimmy.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hey, this is Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com.
That intro doesn't know how to pronounce your name ever, every week.
She does a decent
smart
job.
Smart enough, Julie.
She does a... Is that the name you've given her?
I don't know. I make it up every week.
Oh, okay. Julie...
Anthony Enmon.
I'm a fan. It gives me character, I feel. Not just Enman, it's Enmon. I like it.
It's a better last name.
It's good. It's good news. The charts are from earshot-online.com. It's for the week ending Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. Brian's going to tell you, as he does every week, what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire National 50 from which we will play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, 36 stations submitting this week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. That's all at earshot-online.com, going strong since 1999.
Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook and on Twitter @earshot20. That's our handle. No matter how you do it, please let us know what you think of the show. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'd love to give you some exposure amidst the charts here on the Earshot 20.
Our email inbox has been loaded lately.
It has. And that is no exaggeration. We've had a lot of requests, not only
in
email, but on Facebook as well. And that being said, let me tell you a little bit about what's coming up in this program. We have an interview with Dana Snell from the band The Bicycles, which I thought is pretty awesome. She was really great, really cool to talk to, and some interesting information for you in that interview about kind of why the band split up for a little while and took a little bit of a hiatus before coming back together.
It's generally like a really nasty word.
Yeah.
Hiatus. Anytime I see a band say they're going on hiatus, I was just like, oh, you're breaking up, but you're not ready
to
say...
You don't want to call it a breakup.
You're not ready to say that you're broken up, but probably in about 5 years, you're going to admit that you're broken up. I don't know of any bands that go on hiatus and then come back. So it's really cool to see a really excellent Canadian band go on hiatus and then come back. Because they went on hiatus right after a really good record came out. And I was getting really into them, and I was just kind of like, oh, that's too bad. So, and then their new record came out almost out of nowhere. Like, they announced it in February, and it was out like a couple weeks later. It arrived at the station. When it arrived in the station, I didn't even know they were back together. So
oh, really?
I feel like it was just kind of like this thing that came out of nowhere.
It kind of was. And Dana delves into that a bit in the interview that I did with her. We also have, of course, your Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. You'll get that a little later on in this hour. And in the second hour, second part of the interview with Dana Snell from The Bicycles. And you're also going to hear from an Earshot Extra. It's a band out of Tarana, Ontario. I don't know if that's even a maritime accent.
Who knows?
No. Anyway, the band's called Beams, and banjobeams.com is their website. If you want to go there now and check it out, and then you'll be fully up to speed on what Anna's going to talk about during that interview. So that's what's coming up for this program. It's a chock full show, so we don't want to waste any more time. We're going to get into it. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up to kick off the program.
All right, you're going to hear from the men at number 20, all the way up from 41 this week, and their new album's called New Moon. You're going to hear a track called Electric. Then In Haze by Ice Age at number 19, up from 28, from their new sophomore release called You're Nothing. And then the debut from Chelsea Light Moving, the self-titled debut, is at number 18, falling from number 9, and you're going to hear a track called Lip.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Chelsea Light Moving and their self-titled debut record at number 18, down from 9. Before that, you heard In Haze by Ice Age at number 19, up from 28, and that's from their new album, You're Nothing. And at number 20, up from 41, is The Men from New Moon. You heard Electric.
Going to switch gears now and take a break from the music to chat with Dana Snell from Toronto-based band The Bicycles. Dana, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you. Hello.
So your newest album, Stop Thinking So Much, was your first since an extended hiatus in 2009 when the band took a break. What brought you guys back together?
I guess you kind of got to go back to the reason that you took a break, which, you know, is probably, you ask any member of the band, they'd have something different to say, but I'd say for myself, it was just, we'd been banned for a long time at that point, like already 10 years, so we all just, I think, needed to take some time away from each other, some time away from the band, and it was just like, we weren't really getting along, we weren't communicating well, we were always in bad mood, and it was just not fun anymore. So bands have to be fun. If you're not making money, they definitely have to be fun. So
for sure. And
yeah, then we started hanging out as friends almost right away, and then without all the pressures and of the band weighing on us, and then we just, like, over time just felt a lot easier to interact with each other and talk and enjoy each other's company. And then at that point, it's like, well, yeah, why wouldn't we? We all like each other's songs and respect each other's playing, and we play well as a band. So, yeah, by the time we got back together, it was a lot easier. Right off the bat, we were just, like, a lot happier all together, and it went a lot smoother.
And the hiatus did seem to give you some time to ponder, and as a result, this fantastic album, very, very cool pop sound. Do you feel there is a difference in your sound now compared to a few years ago?
It's been so long, you know, there's such a long gap between the albums that, and we're all still playing, even if we're not playing with each other, we're all playing in different bands, so we're still, like, active as musicians. So I feel, you know, we bring all those different styles that we've been figuring out in these other bands to the group. We're better players just by virtue of the fact that we've been doing it for longer. So there's more sophisticated playing and just better quality of playing. And so I feel like the songs, the playing, the parts get a little more complex, a little more subtle, and there's less of, like, the scrappiness. It just sounds like, to me, it sounds a little more polished. And still a lot of care given to the arrangements and the songwriting. But also coming from a place of people that are just older, right? So we just write different songs now.
Right.
Less about partying, I guess.
And yeah. So the album, Stop Thinking So Much, the title, does that have some sort of, maybe even an unintentional kind of hold a special meaning for the band, where you guys took some time off because maybe the thinking was what was kind of getting in the way of always being having that fun aspect of the band, and so when you came back there was kind of maybe this unintentional naming of a really great album?
It was pretty deliberate. I mean, it's a song on the album which was not necessarily about the band. It's Matt's song, and it's just more about, you know, not thinking so much in general, but it totally applied, and we would always, like, say it to each other over the course of the album when, you know, things got a bit bogged down. And it's about letting things happen a bit more naturally, not overthinking every decision to kind of conform to some kind of master plan, because I think that is hard for a lot of bands, because, you know, if you're on your own and no label is telling you what to do, you can do what you want, which is great, a lot of freedom, but also it makes you have to decide what kind of record it's going to be, what kind of band you are, what kind of whatever, what kind of audience you're going for, if you're really trying to be deliberate about it. And that kind of overthinking can just, like, kill the originality and creativity of what you're doing. So I think it was more like, you know, you write a certain song and you don't know really why you wrote it, and you're not going to belabor whether or not it's, like, you know, the old Bicycle sound or not. You're just gonna be like, this is what I'm doing now, and let's just make it the best we can. So yeah, we definitely named it that on purpose, because and we're definitely guilty as a band of agonizing over every little decision, and it just, like, bogs down the process, and then that causes problems because you just feel like nothing's happening.
For sure. All right, keep it locked here. More with Dana Snell from the Bicycles coming up in a bit. Sitting at number 17 this week, falling all the way from 6 the week before. Here is Yola Tango on the Earshot 20.
Number 17. Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Got choking, but it's sunny under the same too. When you blame everybody,
it's the Earshot 20.
That was Dog by Waves, debuting their new record this week at number 16. That is coming from the San Diego duo of Nathan Williams and Stephen Pope, and it is their fourth installment of surf rock and indie pop. Before that, you heard Cornelia and Jane by Yola Tango singing at number 17, Dan from 6, from their new record, Fade.
If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined by Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Facebook.com/earshot20. It's our home on Facebook. You want to get in touch with us? A great way to do so. And now it is time for...
the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
It is the Entertainment 411, and reporting for Exclaim Magazine, here's Stephen Karlick.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week. First up is The Flaming Lips, who are prepping reportedly a full album collaboration with Kesha after the success of the first track that they recorded together on last year's Hedy Fuenz album. Coyne said on Twitter, "She's funny, she's humble, she's badass, she's everything. She's awesome." The new album will be called Lipsha. It hasn't got a release date yet, but apparently they're in the studio working on it right now. Sled Island Festival in Calgary has just added a new batch of bands to their existing lineup. The 2013 edition, which was including Jesus and Mary Chain, Swans, and Explosion in the Sky Already, have just added bands like Danish post-punk favorites Ice Age, Maritimes producer Ryan Hemsworth, Vancouver punk's White Lung, The Weaker Than's John K. Sampson, and Hot Snake's offshoot Night Marchers. Other recent additions include Mount Eerie, Bad Bad Not Good, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Javelin, and The Gaslamp Killer. Of course, Sled Island is happening from June 19th to 22nd in Calgary, Alberta. We hope to see you there. Toronto's The Sadies and The Good Brothers have joined forces to become The Good Family. For those who didn't know, it's because The Sadies, made up of Travis and Dallas Good, will be joining forces with The Good Brothers, which are made up, of course, of Travis and Dallas's father, Bruce Good, and his brother, Larry Good. The combined group will be releasing an album April 30th through Leighton Recordings titled The Good Family Album, and will include first single, Coal Black. In album reviews this week, we have The Knife's Shaking the Habitual, which has taken a good 7 years to come out, following the band's celebrated 2006 LP, Silent Shout. Shaking the Habitual finds them eschewing their more synth-pop tendencies in favor of something a little darker, a little more experimental, with songs pushing past the 10-minute mark, and with one, Old Dreams Waiting to Be Realized, reaching almost 20 minutes in length. The album's aggressive, experimental, and often challenging, but it rewards repeated listeners by giving them something that grows beyond their previous oeuvre and pursues a brave creative path into genuine 21st century music. Also out this week is James Blake's Overgrown, which goes further into the singer-songwriter territory than even his full-length debut did. Not that he cares, he was told by his father that his two biggest songs so far, The Wilhelm Scream and Limit to Your Love, which were penned by his dad and Feist, respectively, were written by others. He sat down with a pen and came up with a brand new batch of songs that find him trying to establish himself as a songwriter first and foremost. That being said, his penchant for lush orchestration for electronic beats is still intact, and it includes songs like Take a Fall for Me featuring Wu-Tang's RZA, Boyer, which embraces house rhythms, and first single Retrograde, which is sort of a smooth, sensuous R&B jam. For more of the latest news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca, but first, listen to Retrograde, a track pulled from Overgrown by James Blake, here on Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
Well in advance, what happened like you? fell to the floor. If you asked for more, it makes no difference to me. If music was playing, what the singer was saying, or whether you set yourself free. But there's one thing I need for you to tell me, if there's a chance for us to remain. So don't say a word about where you've been, girl. I just need you to give me a name. Just give me a name.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Just Give Me a Name by Hayden from his latest record, sitting at number 14 up from 8, called Us Alone. And before that, back onto the program, number 15 up from 21 is Boats. And from their new album, A Fairway Full of Miners, you heard Advice on Bears.
I'm Anthony Edmond, and that is Brian Cleveland. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. It's a great website, and it houses the national top 50, from which we get the top 20 every week. And Brian is now going to give you part of the lowdown. It's all the new records debuting below the top 20 that you probably might have a really good chance of hearing from. Brian's going to let you know what some of them are.
All right. Several members from the alt-country group $100 have created a Toronto-based spinoff of Psychedelic Country, and they have just released their debut record, If It's Real, debuting at number 47. At number 43 is Wax Idols and the sophomore record from the Oakland, California, all-female four-piece post-punk band is called Discipline and Desire. Last week, you heard from Maylee Todd, who was the pick of the week from Exclaim, and their self-produced sophomore release from that eclectic Toronto songwriter. that spans genres from funk, soul, disco, boogie, and also features Maylee's now signature harp-focused lullaby, sits at number 42 as a debut this week and is called Escapeology. And at number 36 is Grouper with the latest release of ambient dream pop from Portland, Oregon artist Liz Harris, recorded during the making of 2008's Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill, and that is called The Man Who Died in His Boat.
All right, more of the lowdown is going to be coming up in the next hour of the program. And speaking of the next hour of the program, it's approaching quickly.
You're going to poach the program?
No, that doesn't sound pleasant at all. Although poached eggs are pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I suppose some words, sometimes poaching has a good connotation.
Yeah, I do enjoy poached eggs on toast. Whole grain toast.
There you go.
There, it's healthy. All right. Maybe it is healthy.
I don't believe that you've eaten whole grain toast.
I have. I had to order it once because there was no white toast at a restaurant.
I knew it.
You knew how it went down. Okay, a few more tracks to bring you before we round out this hour of the program. And still to come in the next hour is our continued interview with Dana Snell. Yeah. Thanks, Brian. I don't think the whisper really worked in that case.
It's Dana Snell.
Dana Snell from the Bicycles. She's awesome. And we also have an Earshot Extra coming up.
I didn't have you here to write to like hold it up to save you.
I know. It's bad news. My brain's not working. And of course, our Earshot Extra for the next hour will be Beams. And we've got a quick conversation with Anna from the band. And she's going to be talking to us about them as well. So still lots more to come. But first, we've got to round out the bottom 10 or the first 10 of the program. Don't like to call them the bottom because they're still really good. It's just they're making their way up. It's quite a bit of fluctuation.
Or they were up and are slowly
making their way down now.
Just as they get a little older, new records come up. I should also mention thank you to Stephen Karlick from Exclaim for his entertainment news rundown this week and new records. And you heard a selection from his favorite new record this week, the sophomore release from James Blake, and you heard a track called Retrograde starting off our last set of music. Now you're going to hear The Bath by Youth Lagoon at number 13 up from 17 this week is their new record, Wondrous Bughouse.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Dreams just coming with the earth today.
Earshot 20, number 12.
Lights came thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Judge, Jury, and Executioner by Atoms for Peace from their debut record, Amok, at number 11, up from 13. Debuting at number 12 is the Besnard Lakes, Intel in Excess, Imperceptible UFO, and you heard a song, And Her Eyes Were Painted Gold. And before that was The Bath by Youth Lagoon, at number 13, up from 17, from the album Wondrous Bughouse.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.